We have recently welcomed back many of our parishioners from their pilgrimage in the Holy Land. And if you ask them what stood out, it won't be long before you hear about Capernaum, Jesus' home base during his ministry, and being on the Sea of Galilee. It's powerful when one is there to think of a storm and a boat, and Jesus out on the water, and what was Peter doing? He was looking, and what he saw drew him out of the desperate cry of faith, "Lord, if it is you, call me out of the boat." And when Peter got out and was walking on the water, he got into trouble only when he noticed the storm and the waves. In today's gospel, Jesus has just crossed that sea twice. Back on Jewish soil, he meets two distraught and desperate people who are looking for him. And when they see him, their faith draws them to trust him for healing. When Jairus saw Jesus, he had hope for his sick daughter. Jairus was looking for Jesus. And when he found him, he fell at his feet. And even when Jesus stopped to help someone else, he waited and trusted. That someone else is a woman who had tried every healing possibility that the world had to offer. But she spent all that she had and only grew worse. This is not a condemnation of medicine, the medicine of the day, or medicine in our time. It's a reminder that for the person of faith, the deepest and most profound healing comes from God. I had a conversation with a coworker once who suggested that when Jesus says, "Your faith has made you well," it means that the power to be healed is within us. That's a popular idea in our culture. You can be and do anything you want if you just believe. This beautiful passage about the woman who simply touches just the hem of his robe and is healed is a very clear indication that healing power comes from God. Her part was to keep her eyes fixed on him in the crowd. It's also an affirmation that the faith of the sick person is part of the healing. Our faith plus God's saving power. Jesus has power over the forces of nature, of demons, and now at this point in his ministry, power over illness and even of death. He heals on the east side of the lake in non-Jewish territory, and back today on the west side in Jewish territory. He heals people of high status, like Jairus, and people of almost no status, like the woman. The delay to heal the woman means that Jairus' daughter has died in the meanwhile. It's always in the darkest moments when God is most able to act in our lives. But you have to be looking for it to see what God will do. Unlike Jairus and the woman, everyone there in the crowd is skeptical. That should make us think of today's being blown by the wind, by lack of faith. When Jesus said that she was sleeping, they laughed at him. In the world, that's kind of a reasonable reaction. But then they're overcome with amazement, as if they had seen like a great magic trick. Only God can look at our death as a kind of sleeping, because the life to which we hope to be raised is so far above this one that the death at the end of this life is temporary, like sleep. St. Agatha had her eyes on Jesus. As Father Jonathan said at the beginning, she perceived him. She understood this sleep of death as the path to eternal life with God. She was martyred in the middle of the 3rd century under Emperor Decius. For her, as it says in an ancient reflection about her, Christ was very present in her trial. Christ's own death was quite recent to her. His blood still moist, it says. Her robe is the mark of her faithful witness to Christ. She teaches, by example, to hasten to the true God, who is God alone. When she went to prison and to her death, she offered her bitter suffering to God. Peter, Jairus, a broken woman, Agatha, you and me. What do we have in common? It's the invitation to look for Jesus. What are we to do? The book of Hebrews tells us to run the race set before us. It's the only race we can run, the one that is ours. In your struggle against sin, it says, you have not resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And so we must continue that struggle against sin. First, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. No matter what distress or loss or loneliness or anxiety or illness is going on in our lives, like Jairus, fall down before him. Ask him to heal us. Ask him to heal our friends and our family. In faith, get close enough to Jesus, just even to touch the hem of his robe. And again, like the woman, fall down before him in fear and trembling. And finally, to join the great cloud of witnesses to God's saving power in Jesus Christ.